Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Alloro Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol ELO, and on the OTCQX under the symbol ELRRF. I'm chatting with Quentin Henney, technical advisor over at Alloro. Now, Quentin, let's follow up on drill results that were released yesterday. Three holes that were released, both surface and underground holes at this Isca Isca project. Now, I do want to outline the fact that the market really did sell off or sell the shares down after these results, but it is bouncing again today. So recovering some of those losses. And one thing to consider is just how much the stock has run through this year and even at the tail end of last year. Quentin, what insights can you give us on these three holes, these drill results, what they're telling you about the potential here at this project?
Sure thing. I'll talk about these three holes, but I'll also talk about the other holes that we have either drilled or in progress at the moment. Okay, so the three holes that were discussed in the news release yesterday, two of them were actually drilled from underground. As people know, we have some adits. They're dug by artisanal miners. Basically, they're tunnels that go into the mountain. And so we've drilled some of our holes from underground. We've actually put a drill in there and collared the holes and drill cut these underground and tested some of these targets. The two holes, 16 and 17, that were discussed in the news release were drilled from the same drill cuddy as hole 15, which was announced about, I think, 4 weeks ago. The interesting thing is both 16 and 17 kind of graze or go past the southeast side of the Santa Barbara pipe, yet they still hit significant intervals of mineralization. Both holes, as people can look at the news release, hit long runs, tens of meters, even 200 meters, I believe, in one, of very good silver polymetallic mineralization. You know, that's a very, very encouraging sign. We did not, encounter a lot of breccia in these holes because they were basically out in the margin. But nonetheless, we're confirming that the halo around the pipe is also mineralized. So that's the most important takeaway there. The other hole that was discussed was the first surface hole that was drilled. It was basically drilled from the surface up at the top of the Santa Barbara pipe in a southward direction. I think the angle was minus 45 degrees. And again, it hit a long interval, I think 30-odd meters of silver polymetallic mineralization in a very elevated position within the pipe, basically up near the surface. Again, very encouraging. Now, hole two is the one I want to address. Hole two was drilled from the same drill pad, same azimuth, so southward, as hole one, but it was at a steeper angle. It was about minus 60, I believe. And it went down through the Santa Barbara pipe. It hit the wall of the pipe. It went through the wall for a ways, and then it went into the adjoining breccia pipe. It really just tested the extreme northeast part of the central breccia pipe, which lies to the southwest from the Santa Barbara pipe. Okay, now what's very interesting about this hole is hole one, which was drilled from surface, this one saw the similar mineralization in the top part of the hole. But as it went down, we saw that the chemistry started to shift in this hole and it becomes tin dominant down towards the bottom. In fact, it looks, chemically, it looks very much like a tin porphyry. And that's what we're dealing with here. I mean, we talk about the silver and polymetallic nature of this. What is it? These are really tin porphyries that have a lot of other metals associated with them. Okay, Potosi, the famous district about 150 kilometers north of us, is a tin silver district. Okay, it's very important for people to understand that. In fact, all of the deposits in this region, the major deposits of this nature, are all tin porphyries. All right, so we basically found a new major system. The breccia pipe hosted stuff is kind of a new twist. They don't necessarily see that preserved in a lot of these other deposits. We have it here. But we are also now seeing the true tin porphyry, like you would see in any of the adjoining, nearby neighbors in this region. Okay, so So, you know, it's following the model from that standpoint. Now, the whole two, we got assays back, but we realized that the 10 protocol that we were using was not adequate for this style of immunization. We need to do 10 analyses by XRF. We also need to start up in, the gold analyses and other polymetallic analyses to make sure we're getting accurate numbers for this mineralization. Now, the lab is kind of gimping along at the moment because of COVID. They've had to reduce staff, and they've lost a lot of their oxygen and argon supplies and stuff, which they need for, you know, processing stuff. But they will get the XRF numbers out to us along with the gold polymetallics. What we do know is that the hole towards the bottom was starting to see considerable tin, gold, silver, and the lead and zinc start diminishing very quickly. You know, lead and zinc were up around the 2%, call it, range up high in all of the drilling that we've done to date. You can look back at news releases and see those numbers. But what we're seeing is that's evolving as we go down, and now we're seeing tin become perhaps the predominant value driver of this mineralization. You know, bear in mind, tin is doing phenomenal these days. Very, very, you know, I could go on do a whole show on tin, but because I happen to do a lot of my initial studies in the field of tin. But look, tin, safe to say, there's very few primary deposits, certainly no major discoveries in recent times. So this actually would qualify as a major new discovery of tin, in addition to silver and now gold. You know, the gold kind of caught me by surprise. You know, we're seeing you know, kind of the rumblings of 0.x gram gold in this porphyry style mineralization. Right now, I thought, that's funny, because Potosí really doesn't have much gold. So I talked with Osvaldo, our Bolivian geologist, and he said, no, the other porphyries in this region, this is the southern end of the Bolivian belt, they do carry gold. Okay, so that was news to me. To be frank, I did not know that. So now I'm thinking, this is not a bad outcome here. We've got tin. We got a tin, gold, silver, porphyry emerging. And it probably has other metals too, like indium and so forth. But, you know, this is a really exciting outcome. And it's not that it was unexpected. I think that we didn't expect to hit it at this level. I was thinking it would be a bit deeper, maybe, you know, 800 meters, a kilometer down or something. It turns out it's, maybe about 500 meters down, something like that. Now we're starting to see it.
All right, so Quentin, it sounds like these polymetallic metals that you're seeing are common to the area. And okay, fine, you're hitting the porphyry maybe a little bit higher in the system. But then in terms of follow-up work, because you are seeing this tin and now you're getting into the porphyry, do these results change any of your attack strategies when it comes to exploration?
Yeah, that's a really, really good question. Look, the caldera is big. It's about 1.8 kilometers around. And we've really just started drilling. The area we started happens to be kind of in the northwest part of the caldera. We've seen the zinc, lead, silver part of the system, certainly. Now we're starting to see the tin porphyry part of the system. It does give us clarity on where the center of gravity is. That tin porphyry seems to be hovering down below the central breccia. Okay, so that's an important piece of information. Now we're thinking, maybe we step down the hill a ways and we can get a different drill vantage, you know, to poke holes into that target. At the same time, we have other holes that we've drilled from the surface up there, including, say, holes 3 and 5 in particular, I think were quite exciting to us, you know, visually. And they seem to be both in the upper zinc-silver part of the system as well. I think hole 3 in particular is seeing some of that tin part of the system. So, look, we're just starting to get a picture, but this is an enormous system. It's going to take a little while to unfold. But I think we're seeing something, the makings of a world-class discovery.
So then in terms of future news flow, I realize that these results, fine, you can maybe shift some of the drill plans or at least get down a bit deeper to test out this porphyry. What can people expect then in the near term for Catalyst?
Yeah, look, it's all going to be about drilling. You know, the assay labs will have to work with them as best we can. It's just, you know, COVID is what it is. But the drilling is going to be the main driver of news. We've got two drills showing up, so we've announced that, I think, last week sometime. We're bringing in a second rig. And that allows us to start stepping out from the known, say, with one rig, but also testing some new areas to get a better handle on the system and how it's distributed. I think the news will be driven by the drill bit. The other thing we're trying to do here is better educate people about this style of deposit. You know, this is somewhat unique in the junior space, especially recently. I mean, Bolivia is, you know, in itself isn't all that well known, but these tin porphyry type systems, tin silver porphyries like Potosi, are not all that familiar to investors. So we're going to put some information together and try to really keep people informed about how this unfolds and how to interpret what we're seeing.
Okay. Quentin, we're going to wrap it up here, but if anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. I will get those addressed for you. I know there's a lot to take in terms of some of this different mineralization that the company is hitting, but it does sound in line with some of the other assets in the area. So more drilling on tap and more results coming our way. Quentin, I appreciate your time today. Thank you.
Thank you, Corey.